Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Easter Sunday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, if you're listening to this before 12:30 in the morning today, you can, of course, check me out on Virgin Radio. I start at 9:30. Back on drive time next week. Now, there's only one place to start. Of course, that's by looking into a massive game in the Premier League as the league leaders Arsenal travel to Manchester City.
Welcome to Manchester.
Drive for the shot. Oh, what a goal! What a fantastic goal!
Two ways of playing us. If you come toe-to-toe with us, you're beaten. Simple as that.
I think City this season are really, really good. We're without De Bruyne, but I think with De Bruyne, we're very, very, very good.
I just happen to think that Manchester City probably have too much at the end.
Probably just favour City, but again, Arsenal are making a great fist of it.
So they aren't going to let go of their iron grip on this Premier League just that easily. It's Rice, it's five. They are just goal machines right now.
10 games to go, it's how much do you really want it, you know? We're close, we're in a good position.
More importantly, that we now have our Arsenal back again, if you're an Arsenal fan. So this is the Arsenal now.
They're scoring more goals than the other two, they're conceding fewer goals than the other two, they're better than the other two, playing better than the other two.
So all these challenges that they keep coming up, they keep coming over.
Foden! Screamer!
I'm fine, like we have one more month to play for the title, but not define anything.
It's absolutely beautiful from Bukayo Saka.
To be around April, May, up there.
What a climax to this championship challenge we're in for on TalkSport.
Join Adrian Durham with all the build-up from the Etihad. That's at 1:30 on the Sunday session on TalkSport. Before we hear from the likes of Dean Ashton, Jason Cundy and Ray Houghton, is the Arsenal gaffer Mikel Arteta looking ahead to today's game?
You cannot play the occasion. I think you have to play the game. There's still so many games to go. And we are learning that we are playing some big games. We play some big games in Champions League for the first time for the majority of this group. And those experiences are necessary. And try to learn quickly. That's what we have to do.
I think this is going to be a truly magnificent game of football. You know, if you're a connoisseur of football, I think you're going to love this match. You've got two exceptional teams that are going to go head-to-head. I don't think whoever wins it, they're automatically favourite to win. I don't agree with that, because I think there's still a lot of games, a lot of points to be played for, and there'll be one or two twists along the way.
If they really want to prove that they've kicked on, you know, let go of some of them demons from last year, they're playing better football, they're scoring more
goals.
They're
the best side right now, Arsenal.
Right now they are.
Yeah, them and Liverpool, they're the best twos. City haven't quite hit the heights, but
no. We
know. Look, if they're going to miss Stones, they've still got Akanji, they've still got Guardiola can come in. You know,
Rico Lewis
can come in.
They've got options.
They have earned the right for 7 or 8 years with what they've done. To everybody believe that they're going to do it again. They have given no reason to anybody else to think that they cannot do it. So we have to give them those reasons.
I felt City would have too much for Arsenal, but now I've seen the injuries, I think it really is a 50-50 call this
one. It is. I'll be honest, Jace, even before them injuries, I look at Arsenal, I think it's a different Arsenal. I really do. I think Arteta seems to have got every single bit of his decisions correct, and his team are buying in. And I think, even without them injuries, I think they give City a good game.
We cannot expect to be talked like City or Liverpool at the moment, because we haven't done it.
They've scored more than Liverpool and City, and they've defensively got a better record. So if you do that, and of course football's not played like that, but if you just use those two metrics there, you'd say, well, Arsenal got to be favourites. Or slim favourites.
Well, I wouldn't say favourites.
I think psychologically it's important, and it gives you confidence and you know, a different kind of belief within the team that you can play those games and you can actually beat them. And when we're at our best, we have the capacity to do that.
I think whoever loses that game, I think it's going to be hard to catch both Arsenal and Liverpool, or Liverpool and City, whoever loses that game.
I think Man City will look at this game and say, well, this is where we really show why we've been so good over so many years. In these really big games, we're able to handle the pressure.
We do this a lot with Manchester City. Sometimes it's usually earlier in the season when we go, they haven't quite got going yet. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes in the middle, they're a little bit off it. Yeah. Then a little bit later, oh, a couple of injuries. Yeah. But every single season, they find a way. And these last 10 games now, this is where City come into their own.
You have to be at your best individually on those matches to give yourself the chance to win it. And as a team, the same. And we will prepare you to try to exploit the weaknesses, that's for sure.
I do worry for Arsenal if they lose in a bad way. Which I don't think they will, but if they did, I think that would be more damaging than if City lost.
I just think it's just going to be a ridiculously high-level game. You will not be able to take your eyes and ears off it. And I think we should just sit back and enjoy it, to be honest.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, looking back on yesterday's Premier League action, a bit bonkers, wasn't it? We brought you another three live and exclusive commentaries. Our final game of the day came in West London as Man United drew with Brentford. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport.
Brentford have had 29 efforts on goal in the game. But they've not scored with any of them. Here is Casemiro, and now Mason Mount! And Mason Mount has done it! Can you believe it? In the 97th minute!
Well, I'm just absolutely speechless, and I'm looking at a picture of Thomas Frank, and he's got a smile on his face. Because he cannot believe what he's just seen.
There are Brentford fans around us looking dumbfounded. They are absolutely stunned. But here is Tony inside the penalty area, twisting and turning towards the byline, pulls it back, and Aya is there to equalise! Christopher Aya in the 99th minute!
I'm telling you, this is a 4-5-1 game. United have got away with a point, but they'll take it now.
Elsewhere in the Premier League yesterday, Chelsea were held 2-2 at home to Burnley, who had 10 men, by the way. Spurs came from behind to beat Luton 2-1, and Everton are now 12 games without a win after losing at Bournemouth 2-1. Here's the fallout to all of yesterday's games on the game day. Phone in with Jamie O'Hara and Gabby Agbonlahor.
Chelsea 2, 10-man Burnley 2. A brilliant game here at the Bridge. What a performance from the 10 men of Burnley, but it's another dire result for Chelsea.
Today we didn't show the capacity, the energy, the anger, not the minimum to compete and to compete in Premier League.
We have not gone a game without letting a goal in since January. We're a joke.
If you score twice, the problem is you cannot concede twice. I am more frustrated and disappointed because in the way that we concede, knowing that because we didn't score more.
Chelsea, 11th in the Premier League as it stands.
Yeah.
They're almost as close to the relegation zone as the Champions League spots.
That is the reality today of Chelsea. And they need to realise, and yes, we want to be the best, we want to win the game. But today was the clear example about the reality of the team.
Chelsea aren't in the top 10 side for shots, joint 10th for clean sheets, 10th for goals conceded, 10th on tackle success rate, 14th... Yeah. Unexpected goals conceded when compared to every other team in England's top flight.
Sorry for my speech, but you know it's difficult to accept to not to win a game because I think it was a must-win game.
Conceded 18 shots to 10-man Burnley, who got a man sent off after 40 minutes. What's he waffling on about?
This wasn't good enough from Chelsea, Adrian. They were too poor, too passive, too pedestrian, and more questions will be asked of Maurizio Pochettino.
He played against 10-man Burnley, and you should have got beat. Like, yeah. You can't tell me there's an identity that you're trying to get out of this squad. What I see is a group of players who ain't actually that good.
They're an outstanding team. I know they haven't quite had the results they would have liked this season, but on the ball, in possession, they're outstanding.
This ain't the Chelsea side that I'm used to seeing.
No, I mean,
winning mentality, you know, not conceding goals, never getting beat at home. That is just totally gone.
To lose 2 points in this way, I think, is the feeling is really, really painful.
Vincent Kompany will be absolutely delighted with his side, and it could be a crucial point in their late fight back for survival. They move within four of safety.
It's never over, do you understand what I mean?
And I don't feel we've ever felt for 1 minute it's over. Even when it hasn't been going the way we would like, you still feel there's a chance. You still feel, well, next game, then next game.
I don't know, lads. I think I'm daring to dream. I mean, unbeaten in three.
Burnley, outstanding. They were brilliant. With 10 men. And should have won the game, the chances that they had. Fair play to them Burnley players, you know. They could have crumbled going down to 10 men, but they didn't stop fighting. And they deserve something out of that game.
Tell you what, Si, you're still in it. I mean, yep. I thought you were dead and buried. You're only 4 points off it. You've got eight games. I tell you what, you've got something to fight for at least.
Every day you come in, they just, you're ready to go again. You're ready to work. You're never down. The players are never down. And today was just, I think they got what they deserved.
Can Burnley pull off an Easter miracle? Who knows? It's finished Chelsea 2, 10-man Burnley 2.
TalkSport Daily.
Tottenham Hotspur, once again, have put their fans through the ringer this afternoon. They've come from behind to claim three precious points and put another dagger in Luton's hopes of staying in the Premier League.
We got the 3 points, and I'm always on here saying three points, amazing. You know, we've got to get the top four, but it worries me.
If we want to win a trophy and things like that, we've got to go for a player that is a level above. We can't keep going for these players that we've got to develop and then we sell on.
I'm with you. We got 3 points, but Jamie will agree with me. You need to see a better Tottenham Hotspur than what we saw today. They're booing just because it wasn't a, good, a very disjointed performance in the first half. Yeah. There really wasn't enough. With, compare it to the first 10 games of the season. So it's night and day at the moment. It's really hard to see.
Don't boo, lads. We don't want the boos back. No, we don't need all that.
You know, there's obviously a bit of anxiety around the place. Every game now, not just for us, for every club, has sort of extra significance. And I thought the lads stayed really calm through that process, kept playing our football, kept probing, and eventually got the rewards.
We kind of got away with it today, and we won the game, which we did. I'm happy with it. Of course I am. And we need to finish in the top four, but that was a... We got away with one today.
Luton drop into the bottom three. It finishes here. Tottenham 2, Luton 1.
It hurts, and believe it or not, I know we've lost a lot of games this year, but I believe we're winners. And I know we've not done that many times this year, but it hurts to lose games of football.
I'm pretty philosophical about it all, really. Did I think we'd go to Spurs and get a result? Probably not. The fans have been amazing. The manager's pulling rabbits out of a hat every week. Players are giving absolutely everything. What a journey we've been on. And if we go down, then nobody will have any complaints.
I can't fault anyone. Yeah, we made mistakes, but that can just happen. That's football. We've got to pick ourselves up now quickly because obviously it doesn't get any easier.
TalkSport Daily.
Bournemouth 2, Everton 1 in a week which could define whether Everton get another points deduction for off the field matters. On the field, they completely shot themselves in the foot.
It's a reality. You know, these are professional footballers. It can happen. This is what it's like. I've been down this road before. You know, it's only us that can change it. We're the only ones that can correct it. I'm not looking for favours from anywhere else. We haven't had any since I've been here. So, you know, the 10 points, there's no favours here. So therefore, we've got to work and change our destiny and change the results that are coming our way.
Come on. Deal with it. Your Premier League football players, communication. You know, you say unlucky. You've seen the 6-yard box. There's no one there. That can't end up in the back of the net.
I'm more than happy with the responsibility of it. That's your job. I've been in it for a long time now. That's it. It's easy when it's easy, you know. It's comfortable when it's easy. What about when it's not? How are you dealing with them times?
What comes this week for Everton may well define if they stay in the Premier League. On the pitch, it's now 12 without a win. Bournemouth 2, Everton 1.
The question mark's been over this club for 2.5-3 seasons now, you know, so it's not new territory. It's not new territory for me, and I've only been here just over a year. So that comes with what the badge is. But we've come through that before, and I believe in the players, I believe in myself, without a shadow of a doubt, that we'll change that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And we brought you an absolute classic yesterday lunchtime, as Newcastle came from 3-1 down to beat West Ham 4-3 at St James's Park. Blimey. It was live on TalkSport. Here's both Newcastle boss Eddie Howe and the Hammers manager David Moyes speaking after the game.
The countdown to the end of the season starts here with Newcastle United against West Ham United at St James's Park. Throwing inside the penalty area on this right-hand side, looking to cut onto his left, but Kudus has scored for West Ham United in stoppage time at the end of the first half.
We put ourselves in a really strong position in the game, but ultimately, you know, we unpicked it.
Throwing at the edge of the penalty area, takes the shot, scores for West Ham United, and they lead by 3-1. And it's Jarrod Bowen with his 15th Premier League goal of the season.
I thought we weren't in control. We'd gone 3-1 up, and I thought that they had got control.
Oh, I've got to say, this is embarrassing defending from Newcastle United. How on earth, from your own corner, can you get caught then with Bowen just running right through?
And once a counter-attack from, I think it was a corner from our perspective, which should never happen.
Here's an opportunity for Harvey Barnes! Through the legs of Fabianski! And Newcastle United are level!
Oh, the Premier League, we've missed you.
Shot driven in! West Ham United 3.
An absolutely astonishing game to start the Premier League back this Easter. Ridiculous.
Just big credit to the players and what they've given today and how well we've come back and won that game is incredible.
Brilliant advert, I think, for the Premier League.
We scored 3, they scored 4. We lose the game.
I have to credit the players and how they've responded to lots of different moments of adversity within the same game. And at 3-1 down, that looks a really difficult point in our season. But they remain calm and they kept doing the right things, and that's an incredible win for us.
I think there'll be some games which you're always feeling. This one felt a bad one today. I'm gutted with it because we were 3-1 up against an opponent who challenging for European places.
I always say we're here to attack, and my management philosophy has always been that first. But I've always wanted to produce a team that is proactive rather than reactive. I want to watch the type of football that I enjoy watching. With that, you have to accept that you will be maybe more open than a team that sets up a totally different way, that's a bit more pragmatic. But I believe that's the best chance for us to have long-term success here. But we want to win games and trophies playing this way. I think we can. Of course, the goals we're conceding is a concern for us.
And we end today's podcasty thing by looking ahead to tonight's boxing as Fabio Wardley takes on Fraser Clark for the British heavyweight title at the O2 Arena. And of course, it's live and only live on TalkSport.
March 31st, the British Heavyweight Championship is on the line. Fraser Clark and the defending champion, Fabio Wardley.
Good shot, Brian. Wardley unloading the deep punches, John Rankin stops it.
Look, I'm beating high-level amateurs over and over again. Like, I don't know what more you want from me to prove that I'm a serious contender in this game.
He's one of this new era of a heavyweight, walks around with a fancy camera crew, make his little reels for him.
So one-sided, the towel's in, first round stoppage victory, the seal one for Big Fraze.
We have a grudge, we have a rivalry, and we have a history.
No one pushed me into this corner.
Don't get upset, relax.
I'm not upset, chill, I'm just saying, don't question me and try and say I'm alive when I'm not.
I'm questioning you, what?
We good? Join Adam Smith, Smudger as I like to call him, and the team on TalkSport 2 from 6 p.m. before switching over to the main event at 8:30 on TalkSport for what promises to be a big old bust-up, dust-up night of boxing. Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the Talks About wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit the subscribe button. I'm back this morning, if you've not already missed this morning, 9:30 over on Virgin Radio, bringing you all the best music and chat this Easter Sunday. I'll finish at 12:30, so if it's not 12:30 yet, come over to Virgin. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks About Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.